News, I'm Ben Thomas. On Capitol Hill today, the head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement defended how ICE officers are carrying out President Trump's deportation agenda. Sagar Magani has a report.
Acting ICE Director Todd Lyon says the officers are facing unprecedented threats.
But let me send a message to anyone who thinks they can intimidate us. You will fail.
Appearing before a House panel.
We are only getting started.
Lyons was one of three agency chiefs testifying after the shooting deaths of two Americans by federal agents in Minneapolis sparked outrage. New York Democrat Tim Kennedy asked Lyons if he'll commit to making his officers take off masks.
No.
Well, it's a sad response. Your answer is completely unacceptable.
Lyons earlier complained about references to ICE officers like those in Nazi Germany. Democrat Dan Goldman made a suggestion.
If you don't want to be called a fascist regime or secret police, then stop acting like one.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says the federal immigration crackdown in his state could end soon. That after a conversation with administration officials, including Border Czar Tom Holman and White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. Walz emphasized a trust but verify approach as the situation could change. The National Governors Association annual conference is unraveling after President Trump did not invite some Democrats to events. The bipartisan group says it will not hold a formal meeting with the president when it convenes in Washington next week. The FBI has released surveillance images from the porch of Nancy Guthrie's Arizona home. They show a masked person with a backpack and handgun holster outside the front door the night the 84-year-old disappeared. Retail sales were flat in December, closing out the year on a lackluster note. On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed. The Dow up 52 points, the S&P down 0.3%. This is AP News. Concerns about U.S. politics 8 years ahead of the Winter Olympics in Utah.
You will find it still a very welcoming place, as you will the rest of the United States.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox speaking at the Milan Cortina Olympics. The Republican governor faced pointed questions while promoting the 2034 Utah Winter Games.
We have elections just like your country in Germany. We have different parties in our country that are coming through with different visions.
Cox was responding to a German reporter who asked him to compare Utah's upbeat Olympic vision with news from the U.S. shaped by Washington. The past Olympic week in Italy saw opinions on U.S. international diplomacy and domestic politics mixed freely into the sports. U.S. athletes asked about representing their country at this time, with President Trump joining a backlash against them. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.